Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart in Conscious Connection. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in today. My guest is Master Steve. He's a powerful Hawaiian and master of medical Qigong. He's an authentic, powerful Hawaiian kuhuna healer. He enables you to heal yourself on physical, mental, and spiritual and emotional levels. He emphasizes not only a medical doctor, but prominent physicians nationally and worldwide. He's also often hired to work on clients in coma or other serious conditions in Los Angeles area hospitals. He was born with a natural healing gift, and Master C is people suffering from cancer, arthritis, pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, and other disabilities such as depression and mental dysfunctions, among other issues. Results can vary from dramatic to subtle over time. They're always healing on some level. Suggest at least 10 weekly sessions for the most lasting and beneficial effects. Hawaiian kahuna healing requires a bit light or no physical contact, no probing or interviews. It's direct from source and is sacred powerful energy. Master Sio has an international clientele in the USA, France, Germany, and New Zealand and South Africa. He's trained with native healers in Hawaii and New Zealand, Australia, Tahiti, Tonga, Samoa, and Fiji. He really is a global force to be reckoned with. He's also a master of medical Qigong, and he's a certified instructor of Baiyun Medical Qigong, and is a prominent doctor in traditional Chinese medicine and medical Qigong in China. He recently relocated his practice to Los Angeles from Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii. Let me get him so we can speak to him live today, and this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Hello, Masters. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Gary. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, I just did your lengthy bio, and it pales in comparison to having a live experience with you. So I'm glad people have the facts here. And I'll definitely put your contact information at the show when I release the link so people will be able to contact you for appointments. And I'll put your new West Bay location in that as well. In the new Venice location.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. That's awfully nice of you. I wonder if there's something I might be of service with in your show today.
Sure. Well, I think it's kidding. I've been to many, many of your workshops and intend to take your training forthcoming in 2013 so people could know a little about you. I gave your history here at the opening of the show, but just how long have you been practicing healing work and this divine consciousness? Source, amazing when anyone attends any of your workshops in West LA.
Yes, I've been practicing for a very, very long time, and I have two locations where I actually do group healings and practice offer some private sessions with my clients. One is in Redondo Beach in the South Bay area, and of course in West Los Angeles, where I first had the good fortune to meet you, Gary, and I'm very, very busy, but I can always help more people if they desire some help. What I do is facilitate people's own healing ability. It's like igniting their own abilities rather than something that I deliver personally. I let them know through a very high vibration that they are able to heal themselves. It's basically very simple. I don't take it in credit for it.
That's wonderful, and that I love about it, because we're all connected to Source, and it's just reigniting that connection is really what does the work. I know in my workshops, I do the same thing. I feel like I'm a maitre d', and I never what's on the menu, but Source is much bigger and more intelligent than I are really in charge, just the translator and servant, actually, of this larger force. And having attended, just so our radio audience knows, I've been attending many, many workshops of Master Sio, and I just want you to know, every time it's different, your body goes through a process, whether it's deep relaxation or you could see colorful lights or sensations on your body. It's no two are the same, no matter how many times you come. And I think that's a wonderful aspect of because it's always new and creative and the highest interest, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Right, of course, Gary. And the reason for that is that our body does not remain the same. Tomorrow there'll be new issues or improvements, and so the healing adjusts accordingly.
Yeah, it's always layer by layer by layer.
Absolutely.
And can you tell us, for our listeners who aren't here with you, that will be after I post it everywhere on Facebook and social networks, tell us a little bit about your background and your training as a healer.
Right. As a very young child, before I was 10, I used to sit at the feet of my paternal aunt, that's my father's sister, and watch her heal people. She was an extraordinary healer. She would merely look into her clients' eyes, and that would help them tremendously. Some of them outright heal the condition, and most times it'll be significantly improved. So I think just being around my aunt transferred some ability to me. And, of course, everyone is born with a healing ability. So we just kind of most of us don't believe it, or we somehow or other don't pursue the idea that we can heal ourselves and heal others as well. So from a very young age, I was aware that something was going on, like helping my playmates in the playgrounds. If, for example, someone fell and scraped their knee and it was bruised, I would put my hand on it, and almost immediately the pain would go away or subside significantly. And later on, within the last 20 years, I spent some time up in the hills of Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii, and I stayed in total silence there in some caves and lava tubes with four very powerful kahuna. The kahuna is a native healer of the Hawaiian Islands. They would be similar, I suppose, to healers or shaman in Peru and even here in the United States.
In
that they possess some very esoteric and high-end skills of healing and connecting with people. And before I was allowed to go up there, the requirement was that I be willing to sleep on the floor with them, walk around outside with them, but don't talk at all. I was told I couldn't speak for the duration of my time there, which almost amounted to 7 months, Gary. That's a long time to be silent. And they didn't talk, and I didn't talk. But the idea was that being close to them would transfer the vibration of their abilities to me. And I'm glad to say after 3 months they said I could leave now, but I liked it so much I stayed on.
Wonderful.
7 months. So as we, their belief is that everything, as you know, is energy has a electrical charge or potential. And this potential is ignited by people such as you. When you work with people, you enable them to experience their own inherent healing ability.
Yeah.
And as you develop your practice, your ability to transmit this increases exponentially. For example, now even as we speak, there's a certain vibration in my voice that will enable some of your listeners, not all of them, to experience a healing at some level, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, or emotional. They will definitely feel something shift, even though I'm not seeing them or directly sending anything to them individually. But hearing the vibrations of my voice will affect a lot of people. It happens on every radio show that I've been on.
Mm-hmm. Great, and we'll transfer this to social networking, so people listening to this off my social network, other healing groups that I post on will have benefit of hearing your voice with you, those who want to listen and have the benefit of receiving healing from that too.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I'll give you an example of an instance that I experienced.
Yes.
During my recent trip, I just came back 2 weeks ago from Down Under, where I was conducting some healing workshops.
Yes.
And I was on the radio, broadcast radio, and this young woman, she was 32, was driving in her car from her work to her home, and she heard me on the radio talk about this, just as you and I are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it's ridiculous to just hear somebody's voice and be affected by it. And she kind of laughed out loud while she was driving and thought that I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she got home, and it was her practice to breastfeed her child while she was sitting on the ground. So she got home, sat on the ground, and the usual thing that happened is when she got up after breastfeeding her child, she would feel extreme pain in both her knees and her hips every single time. So this time she went home and she forgot all about the radio show. She sat down and she got up, no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought of the radio show at that point and thought, wow, maybe it was just a coincidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the same thing happened. And her normal experience was that when she was at work, if she sat too long at her desk, she would get up and there would be pain. So for a whole week, she was pain-free. And she called in. The next week, I had another radio show with a lot of people calling in, and she was one of them. And she said to this day, she was still pain-free. And she was telling the audience that she never met me, and of course it's true. I have no idea what she looks like, but this illustrates what I was saying earlier, Gary, about the vibration. Deepak Chopra refers to this vibration recently or currently as a primordial sound. And of course sound is a vibration, but so is silence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so when we do our work, we're able to, even if we don't touch the client, we're able to transmit a certain frequency to them, and they pick it up and they respond. What it actually does, it makes them aware, without actually speaking to them, that they are powerful beyond their imagination. And that they are an aspect of the Creator, whether people call the Creator God, Krishna, Jesus, or whatever. For all I know, it could be a Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows what God looks like. It could be just energy, or it could be some kind of material matter. But regardless
of maybe even a woman, God forbid.
Absolutely, it could be a black woman. Who knows? Nobody could really say that they have seen God, actually. And it's my belief that the reason that people like you and I who do healing work, it's interesting, some people think that since we are healers, surely we would never get sick. And that we would be mortal, since we tap into the Creator's power, which is ludicrous. I get the flu sometimes, I cough sometimes, I feel aches and pains. And the reason for that is, even though we do an enormous amount of healing on others and even ourselves, we are in a human body. And the human body is designed not as a perfect entity, but one that's always under construction and destruction. So we live in an imperfect existence. So that it's inevitable that I would die and all our listeners would die. And actually, mm-hmm. if we were to experience what most people call the creator, you'd surely die. The power is way too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In another form, after we lose our physical existence, of course we can experience the creator at that point, because we are in the same essence or non-essence as the creator. But as long as we are in a human body, we are inevitably going to be suffering disease, some discomfort, and so forth.
Yes, yes. And ultimately, what I see also is we are spiritual beings making a human experience. So part of that human experience is to be mortal and at the effect of the environment and things we encounter during our physical lifetime here. But if you really look at it, we're spiritual entities. Actually, spirit, in a way, suffers no damage, only it learns through all its experiences. But in the earth realm here, we have to deal with a lot of stuff, viruses, traumas, and what I love about your work is our own body gets awakened to our own creative force that's inside us to maximize the positive rather than focus on the negative.
Right, absolutely. One of the it reminds me of an anecdote about one of the more highly evolved human beings on Earth currently, and that is the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
He was exiting his vehicle one time, and a young lady opened the door for him. And as he stepped out, he looked her right in the eyes and said, young lady, I know you have a question for me. What is it? And she goes, Your Holiness, we're not allowed to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm allowing you now. So ask me the question. And she goes, do you ever get angry? The Dalai Lama said, he chuckled and said, of course I get angry many, many, many times because I am
mm-hmm.
angry. But I only
yeah.
get angry for a few seconds, and then I get happy.
mm-hmm. That's so wonderful.
You can control your emotions. And this illustrates what you were saying earlier. Our human experience allows us to feel both misery and joy. And
mm-hmm.
it's pretty much a matter of choice which one we choose.
Absolutely. Or one will lead to the other. I often look at the emotional range as weather. We either have a lightning storm, a rain day, and it's just like the weather. It just changes internally and externally. And what we focus on, of course, brings more weather, whether it be good or bad weather. So it's important to stay on the positive side and realize everything will pass one way or another. And what range of services do you offer? And another question is the affordability for people as well. I know you're giving fantastic workshops in West LA that I've attended. Very nominal fee of $20 per person there. But do you want to talk more about your range of services here? So people, we have a good 10 minutes left here, so people can get a schematic of what you offer, it, and the costs involved.
Yes, I'd be happy to, Gary. Thank you. My group healings, like last night, I was in a Masonic hall up in
mm-hmm.
Culver City. There were about 25 people there. And I was able to give a very good experience to all of them. They only paid $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the group settings, some remarkable and very dramatic healings occur at almost every session. And then some other people might have more acute challenges, such as cancer, perhaps, or a very significant emotional instability, in which
mm-hmm.
case I would recommend that they do some private sessions. My
yeah.
private sessions, I do have a sliding scale, but
mm-hmm.
the standard fee is for the first visit is $180,
mm-hmm.
and the second visit and subsequent visits, the standard fee is $125 for a half-hour session.
Mm-hmm.
And these are almost always much more powerful than the group healings. Now, something kind of odd happens now and then, and that is a person would come to the group healings and get a better experience for $20 than they would having a private session. Not always, but it can happen, and I have no idea why. I would guess they would be at one point more open to the healing vibration and enable themselves to heal better, even though it's a group setting. But generally speaking, the private sessions are much more powerful. Now, I have people fly in from other countries to see me. Lately, three people from Japan came in for 2 weeks, and they all wanted private sessions every single day for the duration of their stay here, and also from other countries. So they do feel that something shifts when they come to see me. I also do long-distance work by phone or Skype, sometimes even by cyber appointments, you might say. We would email each other and agree on, say, 9 p.m. in Stuttgart, Germany, and they would feel something shifting at that appointed time. Now, just because these things are very dramatic doesn't mean that's always the case, Gary. In some instances, some people, and I don't know why, experience zero, nothing at all. Some of those would experience nothing while the healing session is going on, but they would feel a sudden shift the following day, or 2 weeks later they would feel some very, very different sensations. So it doesn't always work in a way that is perceptible to the human brain. Now, there are some
things, or the body. Or the body might have a delayed reaction. It's sometimes like a computer program. You're putting a new operator system, or what I find when I do work, you're reminding them of their original operating system or blueprint, and sometimes it takes a while for it to sink into the existing one, because as we know, humans are very adaptable, so they've adapted to many traumas and dramas in their life, and otherwise, and sometimes to back code, to just insert the new one, and it's almost like your work goes underneath the existing code right to the print, and it may take a while to filter through up to the current, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely. The other thing I wanted to point out is that in this work, I have been to many workshops myself, and I went to other healing, other healers, and they've helped me, is that we are encouraged to not set any intention. So I know that the rage seems to be you've got to set a laser-sharp intention, otherwise it goes nowhere. And the Hawaiian kahuna approach is to set zero intentions. And the reason for that is we have to be in a state of total surrender when we work with the Creator. We never want to tell the Creator, who is infinitely more intelligent than we are, how to do his job. His or her job, or its job. So the idea is to connect by being empty and allowing the superior being that you are, of course, an aspect of, to direct the healing rather than ordering it in what order. You don't want to arrive at the healing session with an agenda, like a shopping list of 1 to 10, first fix my knee, and then my toes, and then my eyes. You just get into a state of total surrender, and that's when the most miraculous healings occur.
Now, because that keeps the ego out of the mix here, and I often much more in tune with the Creator than our ego, which is almost the management, you know, of our life. And I find sometimes when I'm getting the person kind of shot out in their body, and that's when they're receptive, because sometimes the brain can be very defensive against any change, actually. And going underneath that, client not knowing that, and that's not good work. It's just we trust what's going to happen and for our highest good. And, of course, it starts working in, on us on that level. And it's very subtle. People don't realize life force is very subtle. It's like a silent river operating. And I know acupuncture tunes into that through the needles, the subtle chi, so to speak. And I find your work connecting to Source is chi, really. So we're strengthening all our organs in our body and our own chi repository. So we do start doing exercises, too. Do you just want to talk about that process? We have about 4 minutes left, and I'll make sure I give your contact information before we finish here so it's all in one spot. So
okay.
Do you feel your work strengthens the chi and that benefits the people? You know, the subtle energies of our life force. The source tunes into?
Yes, absolutely. Qi, of course, is the, just another name for, say, prana or
mm-hmm.
the life force. And
yes.
that permeates everything everywhere. There is qi or prana out in outer space. It is in the coal mines. It is in our gymnasiums, the basement of our houses. It is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
plants? Absolutely. Too.
Absolutely. Qi is everywhere. It's inside trees, it's inside animals, it's outside of all those things. It's everywhere present. So when we do certain exercises, including, of course, meditation and things like Tai Chi or medical Qigong, yoga, mm-hmm. we inevitably build up our supply or reservoir of qi. And
yes.
To take it a little further, then you are able to project it onto other people.
Mm-hmm.
Something interesting always happens at the group healings where I tell people to think only once of a person, a loved one, mom in the hospital or sister who's experiencing troubles and so on.
Yes.
Think of them only once during the healing and mm-hmm. they simultaneously get benefit out of the healing at the same time, even though they might be in Wisconsin or Johannesburg in South Africa.
Yes.
Early on, we were talking about intention or being just an empty vessel.
Yes.
If you were to try to, in the Kahuna belief, it's futile to try and direct the Creator what exactly to do. It would be like the human being would be similar to a four-year-old trying to direct his mom how to drive on the freeway. We
right.
have no idea how to do it. So the idea is to surrender to the person that knows, which is the Creator in this instance, and then they will do the work in the order of priority that is
mm-hmm.
reached the maximum.
Yes.
Now, as far as people contacting me, Gary, I want to thank you for getting my information out there. They can call
Absolutely.
Me directly at 424-744-6439 or just go directly to my website. My contact info is also on there, including my email.
Mm-hmm.
And that is MasterSeo. That's MasterSeer, S as in Sam, io.com and
mm-hmm.
Most information that people want is on there.
Yes, and you as well. I will put your email on our link here that I'll be posting in a few minutes. cohealer@earthlink.net as well. Is that a good way to contact you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also want to tell you how much I appreciate you as a fellow healer. I love
oh,
you.
Oh, thank you much.
You're just wonderful and doing great work for people.
Yes,
I encourage
yes.
Our listeners to come to your sessions. They will
Absolutely.
Benefit enormously from it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart, and I've been interviewing Master C today. All his contact information will be on the web link that I'll be posting on social networks any minute. As soon as I get on Blog Talk Radio. Till next time, this is Gary Stewart, and my guest today was Master Seo. Thank you very much, and namaste to our listeners and guests.
Thank you, and aloha.
Aloha.